Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Trumpster crushes it at the United Nations yesterday. Great stuff. We've got some of the speech. I've got the transcripts. We've been digging in all morning. We'll continue to do that. But special guest joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. And good morning, Kat. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. Look, I love how you're always looking out for the constituents, and you responded to something that people in the community, quite frankly, were outraged by. It was Vice Chair of the School Board, Alachua County School Board, Tina Certain, who posted some disparaging things about Charlie Kirk, that he's a 31-year-old uneducated white boy. And your response, if you don't mind, I just real quick, I want to put what you put down, because I love it. And, yeah, and you said, here it is. Instead of prioritizing our children, the Alachua County School Board members seem to be teaching a master class in hate. I wonder what the parents of the white boys you were supposed to represent think of your deplorable comments. I should add that you made about the memorial service of a murdered husband and father, which you called a Trump rally. Congresswoman, I got to tell you, you nailed it.
Well, I was a word that you can't say on air. You guys would have to use the dump button. Mm-hmm. Absolutely infuriating. And it just seems to be more of the same from the Alachua County School Board. And I'll give you a bit of an exclusive here on something else that has happened with the Alachua County School Board. They spent money to send one of their members to Washington for a school board conference. And was scheduled to meet with me as their federal representative. Other counties, other school board representatives from surrounding counties showed up. Guess who did not show up for the meeting? Alachua County. So this is now the third time in the span of a couple of months where you have not one, not two, but three members of the school board that continues to show that they care more about themselves and their political agenda than they do the people that they are supposed to represent. As a parent, I could not, in good conscience, send my child to a school in this county knowing that that is the type of people that they are and that the type of agenda that they're going to push. So we are going to not let this go. I'm going to reach out to the governor's office today. I know that there's a big meeting happening with the Board of Education. But this is just absurd. You absolutely have your right to your opinion and your free speech, but that doesn't make you free from consequences. And she's already violated the ethics code that they have to subscribe to, as did Rockwell, who, by the way, also has still not responded to my request for a meeting. So we're going to keep pursuing this, and just stay tuned on that.
Well, when you're a person of the opposite color of who you're referring to, and they're a 31-year-old male, and you use the term boy associated with their skin color, I can tell you that I've been around long enough to say that doesn't go well anywhere. That's an outrageous Correct. Thing. There's no way you could be an educator, let alone sitting on a school board, and not know just how racist and outrageous such a thing is. And coming, what, just a couple of months since the chairperson, Sarah Rockwell, said those stupid things about Hulk Hogan. Oh, another dead MAGA? Good. How on the heels of that, like, did you see what happened there? That was not good attention, and yet you have Tina Certain coming out and being utterly ridiculous and hateful.
Yeah, it's divisive. I mean, it's clear that they cannot effectively represent half of the county that they claim to represent. And it really does. It really is a slap in the face to all of the parents, the kids, and the good teachers and there are good teachers
yep.
that are in this county, and they work their tails off, and they get lumped into this group of people that just are hateful and divisive and want to use their position to push a political agenda. It is so incredibly sad. And I had to point out that you look at her comment, right? This falls right into the thing, the notion that everyone has to have a degree, right? To quote unquote, be educated. We all know people who have very fancy degrees who are not that smart, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people who are reading this on their phone, you know, getting this information on their phone, seeing the post on their phone, well, that phone was invented by a guy who was also a college dropout. And for Charlie Kirk, yes, he did drop out of college, but he built a multi-million-dollar operation, the largest student movement in the country. He was an entrepreneur. He did something incredible. And it goes to show, and we have countless examples in this country and history about this, you don't have to have a fancy degree to do something amazing. So shame on Tina Certain, shame on the Alachua County School Board. They need to be held accountable for their actions, and they have got to stop the divisive rhetoric and hate.
Well, if you're willing to say these things in a public forum like that, you have to wonder what they really think or feel about privately or internally, and that to me is a frightening thought. And by the way, with your position of power and influence that you wield very smartly, make sure that the governor is aware also that Tina Certain sits on the board of the Alachua County Children's Trust, which, by the way, has about, I think, $12 or $11 million of incoming cash flow, but yet they set a budget for $17 million, and that's a lot of dollars. Where are they going? They're supposed to be helping out needy families, needing kids. What is their measuring stick? No help for uneducated white boys? It begs the question. She sits on that board. She has influence there, too. I think that needs to be examined as well.
Also needs to be examined, where's the money coming from that they're using to sue the Newberry Charter School Initiative that was voted on by the voters in favor of? It's absurd. Instead of spending money on children, prioritizing modernizing classrooms, they want to take down a school choice initiative. Absolutely ludicrous. They need to get straightened out.
You would think that if you're sitting on a school board, that one of your challenges would be, you know, how do we keep the populations and the census high at schools? We're losing, we're bleeding kids to school opportunities and options elsewhere. We're losing students to homeschooling. So let's do everything we can to make our schools better, to pull more students in. Is this their answer to that? Talk about a Trump rally and an uneducated white boy.
Yeah, I mean, clearly that's the strategy. And you see the rates are going down. We have failing schools. Illiteracy in the county is atrocious. I was speaking with a GPD officer who works on the east side, and he said that crime is getting worse. You're seeing more juvenile crime. And it just goes to show that the school board in this county is completely misguided, not to mention that you have people in the school district that have worked there for years that are being targeted for their beliefs. It's not just students. It is teachers. It is administrators. If you're a conservative in Alachua County and you work in the school district, you also are being targeted for your beliefs. And that is absolutely not right. And that deserves an investigation as well.
Well, we're on it. You're on it. And other powerful people are going to be on it. And we're happy about that. And we look forward to discussing that and whatever other topics that come up tomorrow, because you're going to be at Black Tie Blue Jeans. That's going to be a good time. And then if I can quickly just ask you one last thing. Trump, the UN, did he kill it or not?
Absolutely crushed it. And I think he just is, he's one of a kind. They not only turned the escalator off when he was trying to get onto the escalator as some quote unquote prank, but then they messed with his teleprompter. And of course, that's all minor in the grand scheme of what he said. But he is someone who we need for this moment in time, someone who is not going to be messed with, someone who knows what he's doing, knows his stuff. This is just absolutely a complete 180 from what we had in Joe Biden. And rightfully so. I mean, we need this because the world is a scary place. You look at what the UN has done this week, holding a meeting on Gaza, excluding Israel. This is scary, and all the more reason why we need to pull back from the UN and really examine the money that we give them. So hat tip to President Trump.
Well, that's one of the reasons why it's a happy hump day, Trump Day. And Congresswoman Kat Kamik, we'll see you tomorrow night. We look forward to it. And stay safe.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.